been a lot of talk about what's wrong with the world, and there's always going to be a lot of talk with about what's wrong with the world. One generation always looks at the previous generation and at future generations, and because they're different, finds fault, finds opportunity, finds good, finds bad. And when I hear about all the frustration of the millennial generation, of Gen Z, and of other generations that are maybe currently in existence that I don't know what letter to attribute to them, I empathize because the last 20 years have been topsy-turvy, have been lots of ups and downs. The last 5 years, the last 10 years, the last year, there's so much going on. And we're struggling to make heads and tails and to make sense of everything that's going on. So when I hear that younger generations are disenfranchised, they feel like they've gotten screwed, they feel like they're not participating, they feel like they're not fitting in, that they're not welcome, that whatever it is that they're feeling, it's not good. And I empathize. My heart 100% goes out. I would not want to feel those feelings that I hear attributed to these groups of people. And I also understand and appreciate that within large groups of people, there are many individuals, and individualism is one of the most important things from my perspective that we have. So I'm not interested in adding to any kind of noise. I'm not interested in trying to diagnose why it's happening or what has transpired. Just know that a lot of crap happens. I know that life is hard and it's messy and it's not always going to be fair. So I'm not certainly here to scold, not here to shame. I am here to invite. Because beneath all that noise and all of those labels and generations, I see people who want to matter. I see people who want to stand for something, who want their lives to count for more than just likes or titles or just vapid, empty applause. From my perspective, here's the truth. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to be perfect. You only have to be willing. You have to be willing to take responsibility for your life. You have to be willing to tell the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. You have to be willing to show up, especially when it's hard. That's the beginning of everything good. We've been told that life should be safe, that it should be convenient, and that it should be easy. But none of those things. Safety doesn't make you strong. Convenience does not make you wise. And ease will not lead to fulfillment. The old ways still work, and they always will. Work hard. Keep your word. Tell the truth. Take care of your people. Nothing outdated about that. Those are eternal truths. So if you find yourself, if you feel lost, if you feel anxious, if you feel empty, that's okay. It means that there's something deep inside of you that's still alive. It's the part that knows you were made for more than just scrolling through life, comparing yourself, and complaining about stuff. That ache that you feel, that's your call to responsibility. That's your invitation to meaning. Responsibility doesn't shrink your life, it expands it. Self-management doesn't confine you, it frees you. Accountability doesn't weigh you down, it lifts you up. When you take ownership, you stop waiting for the world to fix itself. You start building something solid right where you are. And when you give your best, consistently, quietly, faithfully, the world will respond in kind. That's reciprocity. And it's not magic. That is law. So this is my invitation. It's not a clenched fist. It's an open hand. To those who feel adrift, you're not too far gone. To those who feel aimless, you can begin again. To those who are tired of being told you are a victim, you are free to rise. You're not fragile. You're certainly not broken. You are capable of greatness. Take the hand, step into responsibility, and watch your life come alive. Welcome to the work. Welcome to the path. Welcome home. Do your part by doing your best.